Welcome to the Green Lines Leadership Podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network. The podcast is produced for leaders, young and experienced, in ministry and the marketplace. Now, let's join Dr. Steve Green as we seek to be led by the Holy Spirit so we might lead others according to God's purpose.
Welcome back to Green Lines. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. Today, I want to speak with you about your planner, and we'll do that just after this word from our sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by the Evangelical Christian Credit Union. What you believe matters, and what you value matters, so where you bank should matter too. At ECCU, every dollar you spend or save is supporting ministry, like loans to churches and banking services for missionaries. Ask yourself, what does your current bank do with your money? If you don't know the answer or you don't like the answer, it might be time for a change. Visit www.eccu.org to see ECCU's competitive checking, savings, credit cards, and auto loans. That's eccu.org. Or call 1-800-634-ECCU to learn more about how your money can build ministry.
So I remember back to the planner flip. I think it was a Franklin planner, and everybody was carrying them. I mean, everybody in offices were carrying their little planners. And when you opened it, as you walked by, people would open their planner and close it, and it was just like a greeting, and it was called the Franklin planner flip. And it's been a long time since then, but I was a real advocate. I think maybe 10 years, this is pre-technology, of course, maybe 10 years of using it, I felt like there's just nothing better than a Franklin planner. I still have those 10 years plus of notes. I think it may be time to be done with them because I probably won't refer back to them. It's just like parting with an old friend that took really good care of me. I think the one thing that I know I can move into any market, go any place in the United States, and teach a time management class. There's such a need for it. People always believe that there's something else about time management that they don't know. Another way to get things done, another place to do it, another way to do it. And so I'm a constant student of it. And when I read something, I end up trying to test it myself, work with it. And I want to talk to you about something that is very different from the way I've ever done it. With the exception, a little bit, it reminds me of the Franklin Planner system as we're planning out our day and our to-dos especially. But what I want to say to you first as we begin is that I've been focused on this one thing right here that I want to say to you, and that's one thing. That the one thing is always the first thing. I've run my life that way for a better part of 10 years. Now, you may not agree with my one thing. My boss may not agree with my one thing. My friends, my wife, my buddies, they may not agree with my one thing. But it's my plan. It's my day planner. And so I'm thinking that my way of doing things is my way of doing things that I need to get done. And so it's very hard for us to share our methods with each other because I will say to you, this is usually where your one thing comes from. And you say, no, it's not, because this is my priority. And so set your own priorities. And you don't need my permission to do that. But I'm saying that because we can't live someone else's priorities. I can't have my pastor's priorities. I can't have my best friend's priorities. I can't have my wife's priorities. That I've got a calling. I've got a mission. And my priorities matter more, and no one should really understand that. They sometimes don't get it, and why would they? It makes sense to me that not everybody would understand. But I want to stay with that and say that the one thing is the first thing. And I was reminded of a quote from Ben Franklin. I had about half the quote most of my life because I read that book by Brian Tracy of Eat That Frog. Well, here's Ben Franklin's quote on the same thing that Brian Tracy probably took his book from. And he says, if your job is to eat a frog, do that first thing in the morning. So that's the one thing is the first thing. If I had to eat a frog, it's live and looking at me and croaking and stuff, I'd probably have to do it first because if I don't want to look at it all day and dread it. No, I can't come home until I do it. But that's just half of his quote. One thing is the first thing. If your job is to eat a frog, do it first. That was his first part. The second part is if your job is to eat two frogs, ooh, what a hard job that's going to be. Eat the biggest one first. Now, that is a great lesson in time management. That moved me. I like it. That who among us doesn't have four or five one things? So do the biggest first. Now, I try to help my team with priorities. That what I say is you decide, but if you are conflicted with priorities, then let me help you. Now, let me tell you, but let me suggest a way forward. Let me try to help you. I don't want the monkey off your back to take it onto my back, but I want to coach you and help you in figuring out what that one thing is. What is the first thing? If you've got two frogs to eat, one of them certainly bigger, eat that one first. Get the big one. And it's the one that causes you the most angst, probably the one you don't want to do, the one that you so easily can put off. That's probably the ugliest, biggest frog that you've got in your life. And that would be your first thing. But that's not this lesson today and what I wanted to say to you in Green Lines. What I want to say is I've learned to, back in the day, I think back in Franklin Planner days, because, you know, I'm a geezer, but when I look back at my planner, I notice how much slack time I built in. I remember even teaching classes to always expect the unexpected, so leave a little slack time in the morning and a little catch-up time in the afternoon, just so that you leave a few blocks open to be able to handle an emergency or handle something that didn't get done. Here's the antithesis of that thought, and it's something I've been working on for a couple of weeks. I'm still trying to master it. I read about it in a book. I'll share the book with you later, or you can text me or email me if you'd want to know. But here's what I'm learning, is to never start your day with a blank. Fill every hour with an intention, every half hour. Most of the time I use 30 minutes. I don't like to do 1 hour meetings. I'm going to miss something. I try to do staff discussions in 15 minute increments, but sometimes they go to 30 and that's okay. But 30s can go to an hour. So I don't want anyone to feel slighted or hurried, but I do want the meetings to move along. So I use 30 minute blocks. And I want every 30-minute block on my calendar to be filled. That's my goal. Now, that doesn't mean you can't take time off. You can't walk down the hall and get a soft drink. That you can't do something different. But I want you to start your day. I'm suggesting that this time management system says to start your day with every block filled. Normally, I take those block fills, not from just meetings, but from things I want to get done. And they'll be in priority. I try to keep them in priority from early day to the end of the day. Because I'm more tired at the end of the day, I will more likely run out of time. But I think if I get it off a to-do list and onto my calendar and every box is filled, I've got a much better chance than saying, well, I'll go back and get some more things off there later. But to go ahead and be intentional and fill all those blocks out. So today, the one thing is everything. If you got two big one things, then eat the ugliest one first. And last, and certainly not least, and my mission, till further notice, is I'm going to fill every block on my day planner sheet or on my phone or wherever it is that I use and make sure that every block has an intention in it from my very first planning time in the morning. And I write my plan at 5 in the morning every morning. And then I'll do an analysis later when I'm tired and I can't be mean to myself. Because, as you know, every good plan gets blowed up. You've been listening to Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you all. Hi, this is Steve Green again. I wanted you to know that there are more podcasts available right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. We've got a great podcast from Jennifer LeClaire, one that I highly recommend. And did you know that we do a daily newscast? We call it A Daily News Story Well Told. I think you'll like our reader, Jenny Rose. She's not a reader, she's a storyteller. I think you'll really enjoy her podcast, and you can find them here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to Green Lines.
Thank you for listening to the Green Lines Leadership Podcast. If you would like to read Dr. Green's blog, visit www.ministrytodaymag.com. This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.